Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's 60%. It's only 30% alcohol. It's Mike. It's almost nothing.
What's regular?
80.
Jameson's. Really?
80, yeah.
And ends that. Anyway.
Good night, nurse.
Good night. So long. All right, take your orange flavor. You know, give me an orange slice. I'll squeeze it into the drink.
And kiss my ass. And you're paying the same money.
No, I mean, give it to the kids.
But you know who it's done to? It's teenage girls to their fathers.
Well, there you go. There it is. Well, that's why she thought of it then, because it was perfect for me.
It's the same age difference.
Yeah. It was perfect.
It all worked out.
But I felt sometimes like a roof. There's nothing that lights
Let
my
Big
candle
Blue win.
More than when they when he's crying because they lost. And
I hate it when Carrie cries.
Which is daily.
Does she weep herself to sleep?
Oh, yes. I could show you a soaking wet pillow right now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I love our babysitter, Carmen, who's been part of our family. If we didn't have Carmen when we first moved down here, we would have been lost. And she is the unofficial Puerto Rican grandmother of my son and has been with him from the beginning. And Carmen, I love you. And I just want to give you a shout out because Carmen, who now follows the show, I think regularly, but I'm not sure. I think she follows it, so that's why I'm giving her a shout out. But sure, her idea was when Carla was talking to her about products, now that Carla's running the store, Carmen thinks I should sell these.
I might not be against
these plastic cups that I use, the Shakey's, or is it Shakey's or Pizza Hut? Pizza Hut cups.
Mike O'Mara's signature Pizza Hut cup.
Carmen, thanks for thinking of me. I appreciate you. Never know what's going to pop up.
But we're not trashy.
That's my babysitter. I think it'd be a great idea.
Us trashy would be calling the whole Pizza Hut chain trashy. So don't do that.
Hey, these vessels are my
vessels.
They're my lovely vessels.
Like 24 ounces, you think?
I don't know.
Does it open up to a larger cup?
I want to give a shout out to people that support this show with and ask nothing in return, and we don't do it enough. But want to say hi to Lawton, Lawton G, Alan W, TJW, Richard S, Joel R, Robert B. Don't want to give last names because I don't want to embarrass them want to be embarrassed.
The TMOS Patron Society.
They're very nice people. Yes. Robin F. Merle W., I think we know who that is.
I don't.
She's the sure thing.
Habibi. Francis M., Mike W., Matthew B., Holly Q. I don't think I've got all the names, but I wanted to give those people a thank you. Every little bit helps, and God bless you for getting on there and helping out the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's just like Jerry used to do on the telethon, Mike.
Don't Jerry it up. Come on. This is just what we do.
God, Elvis Jerry. Elvis Jerry.
Please.
You didn't say the Beatles.
True.
Paul.
True.
Elvis.
True.
True. True. Jerry. True. Anyhow, welcome to the.
Did that take the wind out of your sail?
Yeah, who had 2 minutes into the show? I try to get as up for this show as I possibly can, and then with
Wait a second here.
What?
You love doing this show. You don't have to get up for it.
Oh, I love doing the show. Yes. I love doing the show. I was.
You just don't want to hear about effing Jerry the first 2 minutes into your Monday morning.
But, Mike, that's how I get up for doing the show. You know, that's me. That's for me. That's not against you.
Everything you do is for me. I know that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And we are delighted to have you with us today. And really, really a good weekend. Pretty good weekend around the O'Mara household. And. I didn't realize that Carla would be posting some. Carla is in a zone now where she is promoting her business. She is promoting weight loss, and she is promoting, which is part of her business, and she is promoting our store, and she is a whirling dervish. Right now, the only thing I worry about is her getting crispy critters because she's working her ass off and she's doing a great job. But I didn't realize that she is so aware of an online presence that she is surprising me quite often. Like, I'll turn around and there'll be a camera in my face. Like, for example, yesterday we had a kind of an organizing day. We chilled out. We'd been out late the night before. Man, have we been, well, not late. We'd been out and eaten and drinking. That's what we did.
It was a night. Yeah, it's good.
It was fun, but it was early.
In America, we call it date night.
Date night. It was date night.
Date night number two is what it is technically if it's Saturday, because Friday's date night number one.
Off to the wing joint, and then to the place where we get the desserts we like so bad. My life is
so you
so
go
pathetic.
To two locations to consume,
which is kind of, it was unspoken. Like, when she said it as we were at the wings, I said, are we going to go to the place to have the dessert? I said, yeah, I knew you'd want to do that. And we did that. And
I have gone out just for dessert, but I don't think I've ever gone to a second location for dessert after
you've
been
at a primary
location.
Well, as opposed to ordering dessert at a wing place, which will have usually a crappy dessert.
Yeah,
no offense to Jimmy.
Well, that tres leches at Jimmy's, let me tell you, it kills.
Yeah,
Jimmy's desserts are great. If Costco has them,
Jimmy's
got them.
Yeah, if you get them the day he buys the pie at Costco, it is the best. Warm it up for me, Jim.
Carla's been following me around, and I don't know whether this was Friday night, Thursday. I don't know when it happened, but you've probably seen this. And if you haven't, that's fine, too, that Carla dupes me. And for some reason, people have been amused and charmed by the real me. I mean, the real me, where you see me sitting in a chair and Carla discusses the fact that she had gone to the car dealership because she had a problem with the car and they put premium air in her tires. And I'm sitting there and having like a peanut or something like that. I don't know what the hell I was eating. And I'm sitting there going, what? I really gave
when
a
she
legitimate
started
what?
It, when she started in on it, had were you
Matt,
aware
can
that
you
she
find
really
that and bring that
dealership?
Up if you can? Is that possible?
Yeah, I can try. Yeah, give
you
me
can
a
try. Just type in Michael.
Hey, Mac,
Marsh.
Mac, I know it's Monday. You know, I mean, pull the underwear around your waist and
I think
join
he's
the party.
Fine.
You're
I
famous.
Asked him already. I
is
said,
he all right?
Is there an Ashley Madison situation? And he said he's fine. So
yeah.
I trust him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Mike, had
okay?
she really?
All right. Yeah, he's never enthusiastic. I should get you. I still haven't learned Max.
Yeah.
Have you had she really gone to the dealership or was the whole thing out of the
No,
blue?
The whole thing was made up.
Yeah. And also,
wow.
The fact that you even fell for it made me feel terrible for you because that bit has been around for the past 3 years.
I found that out immediately after she hit me to the fact that it was not an original creation on her part. Apparently, that's done all the time.
Everything old is new again.
It's, but you know who it's done to? It's teenage girls to their fathers.
Well, there you go. There it is. Well, that's why she thought of it then, because it was perfect for me.
It's the same age difference.
Yeah. It was perfect.
It all worked out.
But I felt like sometimes younger. A rube. And and I noticed that everything runs together on what I want to talk about today. The idea of the recordings, the idea of the weight loss and the idea of my appearance that was really demonstrably shown to the world.
It was really genuinely you, though, Mike. I mean, I've known you for a long time, and it was you were sort of in a zone. Were you surfing your computer at the time?
Yep, yep.
And so you were in that zone, right?
It's what I do most of the time. Right. I, you know, I'm, and it's always something new. Always something new. But it was just interesting that she did that because I had no clue. And it certainly seemed plausible to me that she would have done that. You know, all in all, it was fine. But getting back to, and we'll get back to this, but getting back to the weekend, you know, I took you guys to the place that we really love. It's a dive.
Yeah.
And it has great wings. That's what I like about it. Now, Jimmy's is not a dive. I have to say this. It is not. It might have been a dive at one point, but Jimmy has improved that joint time and time again. The bar area still has a divey quality to it. Right up on top, the bar when you first walk into the right side. But he's got a brewery. He's got an outside bar area. He's got beautiful new seating.
He's got steak and cheese.
He's got steak and cheese. He's got everything. But we went into this joint, and I enjoyed as many wings as I felt like having. We ordered 20 for the two of us, and I ordered. I ate more than Carla did, and I had the better part of a pitcher of Michelob Ultra, and then we wrapped things up.
You drink the same brand as my son.
It's well, I drank it for a long time, and it's just really good, iced up and cold the way they had that.
Yeah,
and then it was off to the pub, and the British Open pub is what it's called. Now, you wouldn't think that an Irishman would be going to a place called with British in it, but yes.
No copyright licenses with calling it just the British Open pub?
I don't know.
Because it's not obviously owned by the PGA, is it?
I don't know.
It's the British Open pub.
I don't know.
Not called that.
Yes.
It's called that?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that.
I went in. It's got pictures of Winston Churchill and
nice.
Diana on the wall, and it's got British flags.
But it's called the British Open Pub.
Yes, it is.
It's just the British Pub is open.
Let me look. Because that trademark alone would be a fortune.
Well, let's not get them in trouble. It's going to be one. It's one of my regular hangs, and like it over
It's
there.
The British Open Pub with big pictures of Mickey Mouse on the wall now.
And it was slammed. It was slammed because they're all here, so it was real, real busy. And there's always at the back bar a certain type of customer that we feel very comfortable with. Everybody's kind of chill back there. You know, the people getting their eat on in the main part of the restaurant are, you know, there for din-din, getting their din. But the back bar, where we usually can get a seat, didn't happen this weekend. But the back bar's usually got some interesting people, and everybody's really friendly.
Got four stars.
And everybody's got a story. Yeah. But here it is.
How are the teeth?
The teeth are... It's not a British tooth situation.
Okay, just
But checking. It's really... it's just a positive, fun... vibey play. Older folks mostly when we were there, but it has a variety of people, and it's the kind of place where you walk in. You can walk into a pub or a bar, and there will be two seats, single seats, and nobody will give a damn.
Right.
Or you can walk into a pub, and people will move around and let us sit at the bar as a couple, which I thought was super nice, and that sets the tone right away. But we first discovered this... I don't know why we went in, but we discovered
it. Because you love golf.
And you were looking to meet a Spice Girl.
No, we went in because we were together, and I thought, I think I wanted to just go to a second location.
Some bangers and mash?
We discovered.
Nice
pull. We went to have a cocktail. And then we discovered they put a menu out. He's left the show.
Well, he's undressing, Mike.
They put a menu out.
Yes.
They put a menu out, and they had these what appeared to be really cool desserts, and they said homemade. And when I see homemade desserts, I remember when O'Mara's had them. Oh, my God, we had the
best
desserts.
Doesn't Jimmy say that?
Jimmy does have some homemade desserts, maybe.
The bread pudding is homemade.
And he's flying high today. Congratulations on the Bills,
go Bills,
Jimmy.
Yes. Good
Way
day
to
for
go.
Him.
What a game.
On a wing and a prayer.
Yes. On a wing and a prayer.
Meanwhile, in D.C., they have officially parted ways with Ron Rivera as of this morning. Goodbye.
Oh, I didn't know. Hey, good bulletin. Done. I didn't know that. Wow.
That happened about 30 minutes ago. Yes.
Really? That's it for the Commanders. All right. Yeah, because it was kind of an anemic performance. The Giants will not part ways with their coach. They will keep him. And, and then they're already saying things about Daniel Jones. So I just wanted to say to the New York Times.
How's Danny DeVito doing?
Tommy's had his last hurrah. They put him in like for a second, and he was horrible. Aww.
No, I saw his ankle buckle. I was like, well, that's
He just...
Mom will take care of it.
It is.
Mom will wrap it in an Ace bandage and give him a cup of gravy because it's Sunday.
Hey, we beat the Eagles. That's all I care about. You know what? And if it was worth giving up one place in the draft, I'm fine with that. I felt good about it. And I wasn't really feeling that way. I think originally I had said, if they win this game, I'm not going to be a fan anymore. No, I wanted them to tank to get a better... But it was one draft pick.
That.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So we go in and they've got, man, oh, man. Carla gets strawberry rhubarb pie. And
That's
it is
great.
Homemade. And the cool thing is... They go back, the bartenders behind the bar go back to the kitchen and they prep it. So it's like their attempt to show their culinary prowess, and they bring it out.
Oh, because you're seated at the bar. That makes sense. You're ordering
I get an apple crisp that is served with whipped cream and a ton of ice cream, and it's in a big bowl, and it's served with a spoon. It's the way it's the way dessert people would eat dessert, and it is a thing of beauty. And we have now one, two, count them, three times we have been entertained by this dessert item. And I decided that because I'd had I not only had wings and beer. Michelob Ultra, I had me an Irish whiskey, and then I've discovered a new flavor of Irish whiskey with my second drinky poo, and then I had an apple crisp, and we went home, and I passed out.
What was the second type of whiskey? Was it Tullamore Dew?
It was Jameson's Orange. Have you seen it?
No, Mike. I don't run in those circles.
No. Oh, you don't want to do that.
Mike, he's recovering
alcohol.
He's in recovery.
Yeah, I am in recovery.
Sorry.
Thank you, Oscar.
Yeah, that.
Thank you. Can handle it. I've had drinks in front of Rob, and so have you.
Yeah,
you know, and
one time.
What's
begrudgingly,
that?
Begrudgingly, one time in front of Rob.
It really doesn't. Oscar, yes. Let me hear about it at least. Is it called orange because it has a citrus flavor?
I think it's just, I just think it's funny when he's like, what about you, Rob? Have you had it lately? And he forgets that you almost died.
I forget.
Yeah. It's all right. You know
I
what?
Didn't say, have you had it? I have said, have you
bygones.
Seen it?
Bygones.
Have you seen it? He might be out in a liquor store. No, he wouldn't be in a liquor store.
I go to the liquor store, you know, to reminisce. And they say, we haven't seen you in a while.
You are always fond of it. You miss it when I do these discussions.
Well, I like
hearing about it. I don't
want
to trigger you.
That's just like food. He wanted to know what type of food you had.
Yeah, I don't want to trigger you.
I'm as excited about the strawberry rhubarb pie. How did
Carla adores it? And
it's a very southern dish. It's tart. It's a tart pie.
Well, southern dish. We had it in my house growing up, so it was something that we had in the O'Mara house.
Do you know what rhubarb is, Oscar?
No, it's what they use to build concrete buildings.
No. I'm afraid
that's rebar.
Excuse me.
Rhubarb is. It looks like red celery.
That's funny. Hold on. That makes me laugh. What's rhubarb, Oscar? They use it to strengthen concrete.
Yes.
That's good.
We all know
that's worth a pause. Hey, Max, did you find the thing yet?
Yes, I have it standing by.
Ready to
go. Okay, all right. Before
Mac, what is your pulse?
Mac, feel free anytime. I will not be offended if you jump in and say, we have that video. Now, the aforementioned weekend started with the aforementioned, that where Carla was lying to me.
Right.
And then Oscar pointed out, as Carla did after the fact, that this was stolen from, you know, teenagers that do this to their fathers. But this is, folks, it doesn't get any more real. This is not Mike being on. This is Mike being Mike. And you don't have to bleep it. Just play it. All right.
Did I tell you that I had to take my car in? No, I didn't tell you that today.
Real me.
I had to take my car in.
You had to take the...
Yeah.
Why?
Because, like, I guess because it's been cold, I guess the tire pressure, they told me that when it's cold, the tire pressure goes down.
Okay.
So, if...
Can you pause? Just pause it. Just pause it.
Pause it, Mac.
Yes.
And you don't have to bleep this.
Good.
But this is... Vintage.
It really was ruined.
This is vintage. I give zero f**ks, Mike.
Yes, it is. She had to call your attention, I believe, twice.
He was
before
more,
you even replied.
He was more concerned and focused on his beverage than he was on
Diet
this
Coke.
Story.
The audible clink of the Diet beverage
Coke.
Going.
Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. Tired, long day.
Yeah. Huh?
And then she drops the lie on me.
Okay, here we go.
Premium air in my tires.
Premium air?
Yeah. Yeah, so I said, sure.
How much?
$50 a tire.
What?
Yeah.
For air?
Yeah. They said it was premium air.
That's bullshit. It's bullshit. Are you lying to me?
I'm not lying. Are you kidding?
You put $200 of air. What?
Stop it.
I'm not kidding.
He said it was premium air.
This ends with a look.
And then
what is that?
Just like I guess it's a special air for luxury cars.
Note the lack of body movement. Here's the look. There it is. That's just the look. That's it.
You know what's great at the end? When I empathize with you because, and I'm sure my wife does the same with me for the S that I mentioned to her.
Right.
That at the end of that video, I please correct me if I'm wrong. You were like, well, we are married and I knew what I was getting into. So that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Because I'm not, you know, I'm just dealing with it. And then, you know, I move on because it's like SMH.
Yeah.
And move on with life. And by the way, I'm on a series of medications that prevent me from going off the deep end, as the old Mike would have been.
But I understand, Mike, the whole crux, the takeaway from that video is, what?
It actually makes you look like a very, like, thoughtful, genuine, you know, caring and understanding husband.
That may be what I like about it, too, even though I didn't think that at the beginning.
No, it really does, because
I've enjoyed looking at it because I think it does.
That's who you strive to be.
That's right. Really who I am. Yeah, that's me.
No, that's not who you. That's who you strive to be.
Yeah.
No, that was really me. There was no pretense there. I'm always medicated.
Mike, you look like a guy. You look like a guy who was well in control and unable to use his legs.
And somewhat beat down. So
well, I'm also very if anything's going to kill me, even with all the weight loss that I've had, it's going to be the sedentary. You know, when they
moved and nothing else.
I am literally in that chair and I go into, you know, now I've been out on the golf course, so I've been moving.
Big day.
I had cake.
Golf course cake.
And then Saturday, logged the food after, you know, I mean, no, Sunday, logged the food all day, back to normal, and was actually flat. I didn't record my weight on, I recorded my first weight when I woke up on Friday morning. I didn't record my second weight. And so my second weight was the same weight that I had Monday, which technically is
a win.
Is my all-time
win.
Low.
Which is an F and a win.
It's my all-time low, and that she wants me to do it. I'll do it again. We probably have a commercial for it, but I'll tell it again. The weight loss at dermgloskin.com. If you want to find out about it, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that's where I had wings. I had Irish whiskey.
You can do whatever
crisp.
You want.
Yes,
and you're still A-okay.
But you gotta get back on it. You can't do that. I can't do that every night of the week. I've got to be aware
day,
that
Sunday.
There's one. It's today's treat day.
Or that's Sunday right. And Saturday.
Apple crisp. Michelob Ultra.
Saturday, Sunday.
Chicken Wiggy Wig.
Wasson Crispy Owl.
I love how when you also say, I had a pitcher of Ultra.
Well, she and had then, a cup. She had one, but I mean, maybe one and a half. Maybe two.
I know
she
the pitcher's yours. It's yours. It's yours.
Well, what I love is the fact
and
that
it's low calorie.
She doesn't
Oscar,
drink
it's
as much
just
as
one pitcher. That's it. Only one.
I
swear to God, I might as well drink water for the effect it has on me.
You know, you're right. You're right.
Is the fathers who I've seen this TikTok over within the past.
Yeah.
And the way that they react with they're apoplectic. Like they'll give me the phone and they'll call the auto shop
the
and
dealership,
say,
yeah.
That or the local and say, you sold my daughter premium, and because the daughters, they don't know when the bit needs to stop, right?
Right.
Because they let them call and get on or call their wives and say, do you know what your daughter did? She bought premium air. Like all this.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like so your response is so thoughtful.
Right.
That I was like, that's a win for Mike.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Yeah.
I felt good.
Just be careful, Mike, if she comes up to you and says, I
about
read
the way I came across. I didn't want to dwell on it.
Yeah, right. You don't want to. Yeah, you're like the.
But I've been
fine.
Working on that. It's not just medication. I've been working on that. I've been trying to be like today. I was cool today.
Yes.
Right. I was cool. I was fine.
Why would you be upset?
What's that?
Why would you be upset?
Don't worry about it. Don't ask. But anyway, it's
But that's what I'm saying. Like in the grander scheme of things, we're not curing cancer.
Exactly.
We're doing this for the love of the game.
Exactly.
Especially right now.
Exactly.
And
but there is part of me, just know, and this is for Oscar, right?
Yes.
Just know that there's a part of me where it's like.
Yeah. And remember what I said last year.
I tuck it away.
I said.
I tuck it away.
you know, we're doing the best we can.
It was only fleeting. It was only fleeting.
Yeah.
I was more focused on the people that are helping our cause here.
Yes. Those wonderful people.
Those good folks.
Just be careful, Mike.
I got to tell you, the stuff that I do, I mean, that is, at the end of the day, eating, drinking, having that one night, that's more than I normally do in a week. I don't do that regularly, but I do it occasionally, and it comes down to you can have your little moment. You just don't overdo your moment. And I think that is, you know, if you're adding it up totally, that's a bit of a alcohol and a big dessert and a few wings.
Do you think the alcohol opened the door to the apple crisp?
No, that was, it was kind of a planned event.
Okay.
It was a planned event. What the additional that made me feel a little logy on Sunday was the orange Jamesons, which
explained it yet. Is it premium or is it
flavored? And this scares me when you get so excited about it, because you do.
Oh,
you're excited about it.
Yeah.
It is a tremendously orange forward taste. And look, it might have been because I
almost
already
like Marnier?
Had. No. It was almost. It might have been because
I got
regular.
Is this
stuff.
Premium $29.99? No, right? What? Orange Jameson. That's how much it costs.
It's filled with premium air. It's good.
That makes
premium air. What does a regular bottle of Jameson cost?
Probably in the same $27, $28 bucks. Probably.
Oh, so they just add. This is like Bacardi Limon.
It's very orange.
Right.
Forward. But Bacardi Limon, or I don't drink rum, so I will remember the vodkas. The vodkas to me were much like flavored seltzers, a hint of the citrus.
Yeah.
Got it.
I also think because I was having a regular one before that, perhaps I tasted the orange even more.
What's the proof on it, Oscar?
I'll pull it up. Give me 2 seconds here.
Because sometimes
7
when they have
million proof.
No, they sometimes back off on the proof if it's a flavored spirit, more of a cordial almost.
I bet it's 70 proof. When you ask a bartender,
60 proof.
Oh, it's 60 proof. It's only 30% alcohol. It's Mike. It's almost nothing.
What's regular
80
Jamesons? Really?
80. Yeah.
That ends that. Anyway.
Good night, nurse.
Good night. So long. All right. Take your orange flavor. You know, give me an orange slice. I'll squeeze it into the drink.
And kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass. I said to the bartender, I love, by the way, if you're in the service business, if you're a waiter. Really? I give up 20%? Oh, that's good.
Just for the orange.
Yeah. And you're paying the same money.
No. I mean, give it to the kids. Anyway.
This is how a true
a true drinker.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Will gauge.
I process it that way. I don't have many chances to get that buzz.
Yes.
No wonder it was like.
Well, I remember I was talking to Carrie. I couldn't find 100 proof vodka to make Jello shots once, and she said just use the regular stuff. I said we're not making Tinker Toys here. This is serious business.
Yeah, that's when you were in the depths of your misery. Yep.
That's
3 weeks later, straight to the ER.
That's right. And then it wasn't hard to find it at all. It was all coming out.
That was serious business.
That was serious business. And I never told the doctor to kiss my ass.
I wanted to say this about the bartender there at the BOP.
Yeah.
I wanted to say.
Jumping pub.
Thank you.
That's what it's called. He's absolutely right. Yes.
And to all of you in the service biz, if you care. And I know a lot of you don't. It's a difficult job. I get it. Some people just biding time to do something else. But if you're in it and you do it, if a customer asks you for a reco or what your opinion is, it's so gratifying to get a positive response. And she gave me a rave response. Oh, it's the best. And I said, pour away. And it did have a great flavor. I mean, a great orange flavor, so if you like orange.
It's a great one.
It was terrific. So I give it a thumbs up, but then you had to go and ruin it for me by mentioning that, 20% proof.
Is it only available in Florida? Because that is the orange state.
It's everywhere, I'm sure. It's not because it's oranges.
Yeah.
It's, oranges,
can you go buy
oranges?
It in that big orange covered, that orange shaped building? That is down there where you go by orange.
We have all the liquors in orange. Yes, here's the orange doors.
I wish I had. I'm terrible. But
it's a great night though.
No,
really great date night.
That's great.
There's a field in Florida.
Oh, Orson Welles.
Peas grow there. there's an orange grove in Florida where the Irish work. They've been distilling Jameson's Irish whiskey for over 45 years. The taste of the oranges combined with the distilled, triple distilled goodness of the triple batch Irish whiskey creates an illusion of proof, 80 proof, when it's really only 60 proof.
And Oscar, I want you to know something. Ever since he started drinking Jameson's Orange, yes. No colds.
No
he
colds.
Vitamin C.
Absolutely.
No, I don't know what they how they flavor it, but it is a concentrated flavor. And my feeling is, if you are someone who is inclined to
Mike,
like a foo-foo drink,
I think you just said it. They take the peas.
It tastes like
zest.
They
infuse them with orange.
Yes.
And then they drop them in the bottle.
Yeah. Yes. Snow-covered hill
peas
in
grow
Florida.
There.
Mike, it's a snow-covered hill in
a
Florida.
A frost-covered hill.
That's it.
Beautiful. It was yummy. And then the Giants beat the Eagles, and my son was happy because my son doesn't care about tanking for a better draft pick. He cares about beating the Eagles so he can go see his
friend
Taylor.
And he wants his papa to be in a good mood.
And
he knows that's impossible.
There. You don't have to. Oh,
some of the weekends. Please, baby Jesus.
Oh, my God. There's nothing that lights
Let
my
Big
candle
Blue win.
More than when he's crying because they lost.
Yeah.
That really makes me mad. Makes me very, very angry. Yeah. I hate it
when Carrie cries.
Which is daily.
Often. And I say, what is it? Is it football? She says, no, it's not. You know what? Women.
Because you're sleeping in separate bedrooms. We've talked about that, right?
Not last night.
Does she weep herself to sleep?
Oh, yes. I could show you a soaking wet pillow right now.
God. You. Amazing. Oh, by the way, I was in your favorite box store over the weekend.
Cost Company?
And I saw your shop vac, your silver shop vac. I saw the one that
Pretty
you got.
Cool. Pretty
because
cool.
Because I knew
huh?
that's the one he got for you because you mentioned the product name, and I knew that had to be it. That
I love
what
it.
What
it's
a
in
lovely,
my,
cool, what's cool about it?
It's just
in
got
my
a
garage
different
right
look.
Now.
It's not a little. It's got a little chrominess on
you
it.
See
which
it?
Is,
it's just design?
I can go get it. It looks like
no,
a droid.
No, I'm not that excited about it.
I don't need to see it.
Is it like turbo power? Does it have any filter?
It does have a filter. It's taller than it is wider, and it is shining chrome. And so when it's all wrapped up, it looks like a droid in my garage.
Kinda cool.
It's kind of neat. Yeah. And excellent power. Yeah. And it has a blowing attachment, too. Trust me.
I have to say to the fandom, I know I'm reaching out to them a lot, but it was a big weekend with Carla running the store. And thank you for
God bless you.
Sorry that the key tags, you know, are if you go to the
you
website,
snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. But more
Hope
stuff
you got
coming.
One like me.
More sure. stuff coming. Good stuff coming. Yeah. Really good stuff. Stuff already ordered that I will be showing you as soon as we get it done. As soon as we get the prototype done, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to model it for you. And then we're going to go. But here's the thing I wanted to
Carla
say.
Carla teased it this morning. You can find a video and she will tell you what's about to happen.
Yes.
All right. I want to tell you that.
She made the announcement before you did.
She did Snap. Because she is all over it. I want to say about the store going forward. And this is the way we've chosen to do it, and it's the way I think that we should do it. And we're not doing this to be difficult, and we're not doing this to create a false sense of urgency. We're doing it because we're a small business, and that's the way we can do it. So the items you're going to see throughout the year, and there will be many of them, on the TMOS store will be limited edition runs, all of them. Now, can they come back? Absolutely, they can come back. If there's a clamoring for that, we will be very sensitive to the desires of people that support this show. But when you get something there, be fleet of foot, be ready to go, because I know what we're going to have for you next, the hats that we're going to have are going to go quick. And, you know, and they're
limited
quantity. It's a limited quantity, and
exactly,
we're going to put a cap on
get
how
it?
Many you can get, too. Get it? A cap. That's the way that's gonna happen. So really happy. But, I know Oscar's very happy with the work.
I'm
that,
very
Carla
happy.
Has
I'm
done.
Very happy that we're also, you know, frankly, the hardest part of this business when you want to run your own merch store is not just the execution, but the ability to manage inventory.
Yes,
and you got to do it small if you're going to get it to people.
Correct.
We wanna get it.
And Carla's doing it in such a wonderful way. That I was in the car when when we got the text from Mike saying that the key tags sold out.
Right.
Which there weren't many to begin with, so great.
No, done. No, but they were lying there, and we wanted to get them sold.
And, I was starting to do the speech to text, but for some effing reason, it never works for me. So, but I should say this publicly and to Carla that, you know, the idea that she's bringing that store to life in a manner that we just frankly have never done in the past, and we're doing it in a responsible manner where we're not carrying 3,000 4XLs that are just sitting in a box somewhere.
Yeah, right. I don't care if people know this. It's the reality of it that inventory with certain items is difficult.
I'm beaming with pride.
I think Carla. She's got experience in this, and she knows what she's doing. So that's absolutely. And I really want to salute her. It makes me feel fuzzy inside when I see somebody that I love that actually is doing this as a labor of love and really, really killing it. So way to go. Darling, we appreciate that. Yes. I'll buy you a big bottle of Jameson's orange whiskey that you will never drink. That's the way that'll go. You know,
Mike, a present for all of us. Mm-hmm.
You know what the motto is for Jameson's orange? Is that we give you 20% less, so you drink 60% more.
I'm going to vomit. We got to take a break. When we come back, we got the round table and lots more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, every fall day. Hey, fuel your peak performance with 4Wellness, the ultimate functional food brand. We'd like to welcome them as a new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. 4Wellness was founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. There it is. That's the good stuff. We'll tell you about that in a second.
There.
It is a game-changing performance coffee supplement. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus, reduced caffeine jitters, increased collagen, good for people my age, and fat-burning support. But that's not all. Dive into their recovery gummies. They are packed with antioxidants. Rob's got one right now, and he will demonstrate how to take it.
Oh, my God, they're great. It's like
they're
candy.
Yummy. They're yummy gummies. Electrolytes also in there, perfect for pre-workout or post-golf recovery. Need a sweet treat? Try the Superior Food Focus Bites that taste like a chocolate brownie. Now, are you getting those, too? Are you grabbing those?
Here.
Are you going to eat that on top of the gummy?
No, that's for tomorrow, Mike. I mustn't have a brownie on top of the gummy.
Okay.
How dare you?
4Wellness, we love them, makes it easy to integrate high-quality functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Unleash your full potential with 4Wellness, because your body and mind deserve the best. If you drink coffee, it's time to give 4Wellness a try. Head to 4Wellness.com/TMOS and use that wonderful code TMOS for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4Wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. There it is.
The Kraken wants you to know, Mike, that Carrie Spiewak is addicted to the good stuff in her coffee.
Yeah, it is. It's so delicious.
It is.
Kind of a mocha thing, right?
Yeah,
I love that. It's fantastic.
Let's
start the show, the round table today. The Golden Globes. Does anybody give any F's about the Golden Globes? Anyone?
I love the go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just watched I usually like watching the Golden Globes, but I was watching the Bills-Dolphins game.
Yeah, big game last night. And I didn't watch anything. I went to bed because I was tired after my orange whiskey on Saturday.
I'm not allowed to watch the Globes because DirecTV has taken my CBS feed away. But this morning, I marveled at the bad feedback on Joe Coy, who is normally a very beloved comedian.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not on Team Coy.
Well, I mean, he's sort of under the radar. He is I think he has a Vegas residency.
But he's been famous forever.
Forever,
like He's not like an, I would say.
All I know is I watched 10 minutes. I watched his opening, and I went, bye.
Yeah.
Several of his jokes fell. Look at that, Kevin Costner. He's up in Montana with a cow. I'm like, boom, I'm out of there. Okay. Boom. Thank you.
I have some of his jokes that fell flat. Do you want to hear them here?
I would love to hear them here, because I'd like to know. Look, I didn't. I just gave him 10 minutes, and I was like, okay, that doesn't do it for me. I hate the, I'm so excited to be here. I don't give a rat. Just get right to it. I want the comedian. Look, I know some people didn't like Ricky Gervais, a very small group. Right. I love taking the celebrities down a notch. There's nothing more American from a British comic taking them down a notch. So this guy was just all like wide-eyed. Look who's here. Look who's here. Look who's here. Oh, shut up. It's blowing smoke up their butts.
I believe he also dated Chelsea Handler for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Okay. So that was sort of. Anyway, here's one that's getting a lot of spin today. His Taylor Swift joke. And really, you can almost hear crickets.
Welcome back. And as you know, we came on after a football doubleheader. The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, on the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. I swear. There's just more to go to here. Sorry about that.
So there's all that right. joke. And then also, this is one. It came a little later where I feel that he was starting to feel that he was well out of place and lobbed a few defensive moves here. This is his Barbie joke.
The key moment in Barbie is when she goes from perfect beauty to bad breath, cellulite, and flat feet, or what casting directors call character actor.
Whoa.
Yo, I got the gig 10 days ago. You want a perfect monologue? Yo, shut up. You're kidding me, right? Slow down. I wrote some of these, and they're the ones you're laughing at. Look.
Oh, no.
Fail.
Oh, no. Wow.
It's a
Why
shame,
Why didn't
you
get
though?
The gig 8 days ago?
Well,
because they weren't gonna do the Globes. At
okay.
point, if you recall.
Yeah. All right. Maybe right? next so, year they won't.
It's kind of sad because he's loved by people who love him, and this would have been a good step for him. And he blew it. He blew it.
Well, it's a lose-lose situation.
You really can't win. Yeah.
It is a lose-lose unless you just get on there and I keep saying it on today's show, but you don't care. You give zero. That's what it is. But, I don't know. They wrecked something that I used to look forward to, and I'm bummed about it. And I wish they'd pay Ricky Gervais a ton of money and have him do it every year, because there's nothing more fun than watching an acerbic comedian take down celebrities. That's the joy of it. That's the fun. And then if you got a show that you liked or a movie that you liked, you can root for the winners. But they blew it. Along with their racism. Anyway, Jodie Foster isn't afraid to let her feelings be known about Gen Z. Mm-hmm. She says that they're really annoying, especially in the workplace. Here's her quote. Dr. Lecter. I always go back to that. They're like, nah, I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to come in at 10:30. Or in emails, I'll tell them, this is all grammatically incorrect. Did you check your spelling? And they're like, why would I do that? Isn't that kind of limiting? But Jody doesn't hate Gen Z. After all, she has two sons in their 20s. She wants to help young actors, quote, learn how to relax, how not to think about it so much, how to come up with something that's theirs. Well, not everyone online agrees with Jody. One person says, quote, generations is a false construct. There is endless human variation in every age group, divisive silliness. Yeah, 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 but fun. Yeah. I think it's fun to pick on other generations. Another one said, quote, ah, the boomers moaning about laziness and can't stand the idea that this gen are way ahead in their attitudes towards work and giving away too much of themselves. F you.
Did you actually hear?
I'm Team Foster all the way. Thank you.
Did you hear the Foster interview where she called? I mean, it actually comes off as different in the interview.
Oh, does it really?
Nell.
A call back to Nell is. That's worth coming in today. That's awesome.
That's a Mike. Win an attack.
Yeah, Nell.
Like I always tell you, win an attack, Chicopee.
Oh, man. That's Nell. That's when she that plays is. The lady that created her own language. Beautiful. That's super cool. I love that. What do you think the world will be like 100 years from now? I probably don't think about it. I don't think a lot of people think about it.
I don't think any of us need to think about it.
Someone looked into predictions people made in 1924, 100 years ago. Here are some of the highlights. They include a few insightful predictions and some that weren't so spot on. Here's the one that's not all that with it. One of the predictions, 1924, no one would have teeth. Nationally syndicated advice columnist thought America's eating habits could drastically change our looks. Quote, will we have any teeth at all? Will there be any color on our face except paint? Will the men have any height to speak of? Or will they be all girth? So
wow.
But at the end there, you know, we have a heavier society. We've grown fatter. So yes. She has a point there.
Well, because of our teeth.
Another one, horses would go extinct. Yeah. All right. That's all right. Number three, working from home. There you go. Hey. 1924. Somebody was on it in a book called.
Was that post the Spanish flu?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Really?
So 1919, I believe, was the.
1919. Okay.
Wasn't it?
In a book called Wireless Possibilities, a guy basically predicted the internet. He said we'd be doing most things remotely, and it would be great if you hate cities. Quote, what a help to the man who objects to a large city. Why could he not conduct his business from his house in comfort? Now, that's 100 years ago. That person deserves credit. And, of course, they don't have the name of the person. Yeah. Give him credit. Number four, 75 would seem young. Not quite. A British politician predicted life expectancy
older, though, yeah.
would be, we are, well, not in America. Life expectancy would be at least 100 years old, and we'd still feel fairly young at 75. I hang out with a lot of people that age, and I hang out with people that are above the 80 mark, and it's pretty remarkable.
Do they have teeth?
None of them have teeth.
My father's in his 80s. And
spry.
I mean, he's look, anything's possible, but he's more spry than some people in their 60s that I know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oscar, the Spanish flu went from 1918 to 1920, so it was a two-year period.
Thank you for the clarification.
Here's the fifth one, world peace. Movie mogul D.W. Griffith. Wasn't that the Klan movie? Didn't he do
Yeah, he did Birth of a Nation, very racist movie. Yeah.
He predicted moving pictures would help end all wars. Missed that one. Missed that one big time, D.W.
D.W. Griffith.
Number six, constant war everywhere. Well, that's not true either. The president of the American Chemical Society had a different take. He thought futuristic weapons would mean major cities would constantly be under attack. And that's really not true.
Well, now, digital, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
there are municipalities, hospitals, infrastructure. We're fighting a digital war.
Yeah, and it's going to
bombs.
It's going to be a digital war that's going to result in horse extinction.
Instincts.
This horse has no teeth.
India Oats. By India Oats.
Of course. No one can talk about horses. Number seven, women would be in charge. Well, that's no prediction. That was back then and now, probably.
True. Yeah.
When the doors were closed in 1924, they were in charge back then. Said men would be raising the kids. In a letter to the New York Daily News, a guy said, women will occupy all the highest positions and men will just do physical labor or stay at home. Quote, wait on the babies or mind the pets.
Mind the pets now.
Some
I
guys
would love
do
to
it.
Be a stay-at-home dad.
That's not
that would be great.
You
be.
Would just love to be a dad.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. Mm-hmm. I take
baby
that.
Steps, Oscar.
What do you mean it's not all it's cracked up to be, Mike?
I'm
you're
joking.
The happiest you've ever been.
I'm joking, of course. I love my kid. I really do. And
hey,
I love
kids, my kids.
Kids. Yeah, I love all my kids. Stop it. You didn't. That was not cool.
Well, that I'm trying to cool. save you.
You didn't need to save me. My daughters know how much I love them. Thank you very much. Speaking of kids, a limit to the number of kids you could have. A Department of Agriculture official predicted we wouldn't have enough food to go around, so births would have to be limited in some manner. Well, in China they did.
Yeah, I hate to bring this up, but Kerry's put a cap on how many kids we could have.
Okay. Number nine, cities would be totally rebuilt around cars. That's true.
This is true.
And number 10, everyone would be flying to work. That hasn't happened yet.
Soon enough.
Soon baby.
Enough. Yes.
Fly, baby.
Baby. Finally, last Thursday night, a 42-year-old man named George Owens. George Owens.
Sounds like a fake name.
He crashed his car into a pole in the parking lot of the Bass Pro Shops. It's always Bass Pro Shops.
I know.
The hell? Then he got out of his car, stripped off all his clothes, ran into the store, and did a cannonball into the aquarium. Later, he walked over and stood under a waterfall. Now, I don't know if they're all built the same way, but the one down here has the big tank
yeah,
and the waterfall.
They're opulent, yes.
Naturally, other shoppers were stunned.
Thank you,
the police showed up, and before they caught him, he jumped into the water a second time, and then he slipped, fell, and knocked himself unconscious. Sad. It's unclear if he was on something or he had a breakdown, but he was evaluated at a hospital for mental issues and then booked into the jail. He was charged with public lewdness, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, assault on a police officer, criminal mischief, and reckless endangerment. But because it's Bass Pro Shop, he got a free trucker hat. There you go.
Yeah.
See if that helps.
Bass Pro Shop is the Costco for the outdoorsman, right?
Oh yeah, and they have great everything. Sunglasses too. Yeah. There, they but not great deals. I have my places to get great deals. I could go on and on. I've been there multiple times. We'll take a break. Come back with more, everyone. Fuel your peak performance. Oh, dear God, I'm not supposed to say that twice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do another
one. Yes, very good. All right. Generic, thoughtless gifts. That's what I want to tell you about. They're the worst. So, buy a gift that's truly unique. A professionally recorded song crafted just for them. It's called Songfinch. It's the ultimate gift to show how much you care. I did it for Carla. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create an original song. You answer a few questions online, and they'll pour their heart into writing, recording, and producing your original song in just 4 to 7 days. Now, do you have an example of a listener that had one done here, Rob Spiewak?
I do, Mike. This is John Harris, who was kind enough to share his on
Spotify. John Harris, my buddy?
No, I think it's a different John Harris. But this John Harris was a baseball coach and met his wife when she was coaching softball. And throughout the whole song, there's lots of references to playing sports and playing on the diamond. So here's John Harris's song.
You mean the world to me. Oh, darling, can't you see?
Talented
swimming
people on song.
Swimming at air when you're not around. Without you, I'd be striking out. Though Disneyland was fun.
Now listen, don't forget, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Check out this beautiful song. It's beautiful.
This
John Harris got it from Songfinch.
No pun intended, a home run, easy to do.
Absolutely.
Take care of it now.
His wife was floored and loved it. He wrote me a beautiful letter about it.
He met his wife when she was coaching softball, and he was a baseball coach. Needless to say, it was a home run. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song on Spotify for free. So you can listen to your new favorite song anywhere you go. Songfinch.com/TMOS and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free. That's a $50 value. This offer only available for our listeners at our special URL, Songfinch.com/TMOS. That's songfinch.com/TMOS. And be sure to share your song with us, especially with Valentine's Day.
Ooh, it's coming up.
What rhymes with scholarship? They'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
Dollar tip.
You're an incurable romantic, Oscar.
I'll give you a dollar tip if you renew your scholarship. I love you, baby.
No, yeah. We'll leave it to the professionals.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know.
And ship, you know?
Yeah.
I'm on my sailing ship. You're on full scholarship. I could work for Songfinch.
Yes.
I really could. I could do that. Welcome back to the show. Very briefly, I want to say hugs to my nephew's family who lost my nephew lost his mother-in-law with an illness that was really, really tough for them. And so Sarah and the entire family, I just want to say I love you and so sorry. Tough weekend around our extended family, and it's just it's tough. My age and gone too soon.
So sorry, man.
So, God bless you, Michael, and my wonderful nephew and his wife, Sarah, and all Meg's grandkids as well, and all of their family. Really, really tight, super tight upstate New York family that she was the hub. And it just
never
goes
fair.
To show,
never
you know,
fair.
If you got somebody that you want to say I love to, I love you to, yeah, take advantage of that. Let's get on to the Pat McAfee situation. Now, big controversy, and I don't think made up. I don't think this guy's trying to get headlines. I think he's passionate, reminds me of DJs in a big way. And that's what these sports talk guys are, essentially.
Yeah.
And
They're talent, their personalities.
Their personalities. This guy, Pat McAfee, larger-than-life personality, has had overwhelming success in his chosen platforms, and now he's with ESPN, and he's in that that zone. And the zone can be both gratifying and taxing, because when you are, and I just want to set this up before we talk about it. Pat McAfee comes on his show, and I saw the clip where he talks about people are out there in the building at ESPN, speaking about executives, trying to sabotage him. And I get that. I understand that. Now, could it be paranoia? Maybe. But I also understand how the executives work. I've been through it. I've experienced this. This is a business of personalities. And Pat McAfee goes in and says, people are inside the building, and I think it's this guy named Norby Williamson. And I did a deep dive, and I had flashbacks, terrible flashbacks, of certain ruddy executives that have been in the game a long time. I think there are phenomenal executives in broadcasting. I really do. Executives that let talent run and understand the mutual benefit of the money and how the money's coming in and how it's fantastic. I think there are also executives out there that feel they have more of an editorial responsibility than they probably should. And they should run the business side of things and let the business. This guy, Norby Williamson, who Pat McAfee is talking about, is a guy that has been with ESPN from the mailroom. He worked his way up through the ranks.
Yeah, his father worked there as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there forever. Yeah.
Established.
And I could certainly see the plausibility of Norby, who is a traditionalist when it comes to sports broadcasting, which means he likes a lot more X's and O's, conflicting with the vision of a Pat McAfee, who has a much wider frame of reference when it comes to broadcasting, which, by the way, having been around the format, having known the Junkies up in Washington, D.C., they make their hay by including everything. And if you're listening to sports X's and O's every day, it is like I would say a pregame show, which I find boring to death. I love when they go off script. I love when they talk about other stuff. So Pat McAfee gets on and he's bitching about this guy sabotaging him. And it's very controversial because he's the flavor that everybody loves right now at ESPN. And he's extremely successful. And I think that, you know, we're talent, folks, and sometimes you got to give the talent a nice big hug and not be a dick and not think that they are lesser than you because they're the guys with the, as Oscar Santana so eloquently said one time, the guy was the guys with the clown shoes. I don't know what your take is, but this guy, you know.
Well, as management now, my take has evolved.
I'd love to hear about that.
Pat McAfee, roughly a little over a year ago, signed an $85 million, 5-year deal with ESPN. This is on the heels of a tremendous two rounds of layoffs of top tier talent leaving ESPN, including the likes of Hall of Famers like Steve Young. And when those individuals were blown out and asked to take a pay cut, as Disney stock was essentially correcting, like most people's stock values coming out of the pandemic, there was a question of why would they spend so much money on one talent and also give them full editorial control? And the only reason you would do that, and you don't have to be an executive or own a media company or be part of one to understand, you do that because the question is either you make or buy. You develop from within or you buy the success that others have created and you bring it in-house. They decided to purchase the Pat McAfee universe for 5 years. And the success that Pat has had has not come without controversy prior
to him
arriving
to ESPN. It's the nature of the beast because of his personality and the people that gravitate to that personality.
Yeah, yes. And the it's a two-prong issue at the at this point because you've got Aaron Rodgers, who's polarizing.
That was the most recent
controversy.
Who
is a friend.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is on the this is Friday to Saturday. Like this is two on a weekend. If you're
and
ESPN PR,
this
like, you're working
to me,
overtime.
A guy that's just hot, and he's getting the controversy because he's
he's not just hot, Mike. He's established.
He's established.
He doesn't need ESPN.
Well, he's established, and that's why he gets Aaron Rodgers coming on his show to talk candidly.
Well, no, he's paying
about
$1 million a year to be on the program as well. He's actually paying out of his own pocket for these people to come on.
Okay.
Which is
I
also
didn't know he's paying
another
Aaron Rodgers to come on?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh, I didn't
million
know that. That's
dollars
a good insight.
A year out of his own pocket. Mm. Yes. So he's changed the playbook of how people do programs. It's no more begging and borrowing. He said, I've got $85 million. I want Aaron Rodgers to come in. We're friends. You know what? You're not just going to come on for free. I'm going to pay you $1 million as a contract to come on regularly with me once a week. Boom. Okay. Done.
All right.
No one does that in broadcasting.
You're right.
No one does that, especially in sports broadcasting.
Right.
So he's doing everything he can. And I'll give you another example. During the college game days, the $60,000, the $90,000 he's putting up for these just random students to try to kick a 30-yard field goal, that money's coming out of his pocket. ESPN isn't giving that money up. McAfee is. And then when they miss for $60,000, he's like, all right, second try. If you make this, you get 30. That's coming out of his pocket, right? So he's reinvesting all these dollars to create these moments in broadcasting. And if you feel like management isn't supporting you, you may feel like this. Roll the tape.
Anyways, we're very appreciative, and we understand that more people are watching the show than ever before. We're very thankful for the ESPN folks being very hospitable. Now, there are some people actively trying to sabotage us from within ESPN.
Funny.
More specifically, I believe Norby Williamson is the guy who is attempting to sabotage our program. I'm not 100% sure. That is just seemingly the only human that has information, and then somehow that information gets leaked, and it's wrong. And then it sets a narrative of what our show is. And then are we just going to combat that from a rat every single time? I don't know. But, like, somebody tried to get ahead of our actual ratings release with wrong numbers 12 hours beforehand. That's a sabotage attempt. And it's been happening basically this entire season from some people who didn't necessarily love the old edition of the Pat McAfee show to the ESPN family.
There it is.
Sure.
There's a lot of those. We've heard them anonymously quoted in the Washington Post, in the New York Post, in the New York Times, in the LA Times, in Wall Street Journal. And they're never like, yeah, love the show.
This is awesome.
It's always like little things to try to tear us down. So even with the enemy within our own camp, somebody that I don't like that guy. That guy left me in his office for 45 minutes, no-showed me in 2018. So this guy has had zero respect for me. And in return, same thing back to him for a long time. So even with that taking place and potential PR, like we're still growing somehow.
Yep.
So we're very thankful.
So
it's just such a flashback. It really is.
It really is.
It is.
Remember Fairfax Arties?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll bring it up. There's a guy, Sam Rogers, who had the pleasure of firing me twice.
Norby Rogers.
When I became aware of the flip to sports, I was trying to sing for my supper. And I scheduled a meeting with the guy, knowing that they were probably going to move me out and bring sports people out in. And I went to sing for my supper. The guy was 35
minutes. And full hockey pads.
That's right.
The guy was 35 minutes late, and I knew immediately what the writing on the wall was. Just a total, you know, and it's the way these guys are. And they're guys that are really good at it. It's a natural phenomenon that certain people who gravitate to this world of broadcasting want to be the guy that talks into this or the guy that looks into that. They don't want to be the guy in the office. And they resent because they're not the guy. They have this weird antagonistic relationship.
Yeah. May I offer another example? Guys,
I saw the picture of the guy, Norby, and I just said, oh my God, he looks like so many people.
May I give, I'm sorry, please, go ahead.
I was going to say, a more recent example that a lot of people can relate to is when Alex Trebek was forced to leave Jeopardy, and the first person in there was the executive producer of Jeopardy, hosting Jeopardy.
Right.
That's wrong at every level, but he wants to be that guy.
So, let me give you counterpoint.
All right.
All right. Because what ended up happening, and I'm sure you guys are aware, is that ESPN made a statement.
Well, they're standing by their statement they made.
Their statement was copied from Mike O'Mara. They said, what?
Well, no, they were very like, we support Pat McAfee.
It was clear,
blah, blah, very clear.
Yep. Yeah, they stand by their statement. Because you stand by your $85 million commitment.
Right. Right.
And as I told someone that's ESPN adjacent yesterday in a private conversation, I said, the person with the most money wins.
Always.
Yeah. And in this case, it's talent. And I, for one, and I'm on talent's side. It's nice to see, but it can't, that's not, this doesn't change the paradigm of talent.
The person
versus,
with the most money are not the talent in this case.
It is.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that.
Because
the people that write the checks are the ones with the power.
No. Well, in this case, McAfee, who has a guaranteed contract,
right,
has the most leverage and money for this certain situation, because if they were going to can him, they'd have to give him his money.
Well, I
so
think
he's got $85 million.
I think in this, at this particular moment, I think more long term, because if he is pissing off the wrong guy, it doesn't matter.
Well, 10 years ago, that's different. But you've got a situation here where Disney stock is not at an all time high.
Right.
You have the probability of them partnering up with the tech company here in the next 12 months and then spinning out of what I believe is now what we currently see as Disney. The last thing any executive wants to do is say, over my ego, and because they disrespected us, we dropped roughly 100, let's round it up, $100 million and, wrote that down. Mm-hmm. That's not the time. Time and place.
I mean, it is all the leverages with McAfee right now.
At this moment.
And then
but there are not many individuals, and we know this, Mike, that have that leverage.
Yeah, you have to use it when you have it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then once you use it like that when you have it, they get you ultimately.
Ultimately, they will win.
And by the way, even if you're not bitching about something, they'll get you anyway. There you go. That's a positive thought, isn't it? It is. That's kind of the way it rolls. But it's more fun doing this. That's what I think. I mean, the microphones and the cameras are more fun to do that. And I just think I felt it to my bones that old McAfee, probably pretty legit before that got on the air. He had his reasons. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. I want to tell you about Derm Glow. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost 70 pounds, folks. It's gone from 65 to 70.
Still eats wings.
And drinks beer.
I made it through the holidays with no significant gains. So I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for weight loss. You're going to go there. You're going to do it. You can finally get control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. Just take the quiz. See if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be beautifully shipped directly to your house. Directly to your house. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You can do this all online, and you have to take the quiz to see if you qualify. But if you're somebody who's really thought about this seriously, and you're interested in these wonderful products, you've read about them, semaglutide, tirzepatide, a lot of people are talking about them. If you qualify, you can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. You're already on it. Do what I did. Show the doctor the existing prescription you have, and you can easily make the switch. I already did it. I'm still losing weight. I've lost so much weight that I have to stand in the same place twice just to cast a shadow. That's not true, Rob. I'm talking thin, Arthur. Go ahead. Get excited and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Make 2024 the year you finally reach your goal. With DermGlow, you can do it. Just to wrap up the whole thing about broadcasting and executives, the fear is always there because it's broadcast, especially if it's a talk show. Where they're talking, you know, and another example would be the David Letterman situation, where these executives just muck this world up.
Yeah.
And it's so tough. It's so.
It's different now, though. And I'll tell you why, because we're a small microcosm, and I think just a fraction of what owning your own content. And broadcasting under your own terms can do. We've done it for this. We're going. This is our 15th year that we're doing this.
Bravo! Right? Keep it up, folks. Keep up that support.
And McAfee was doing that at such a high level that somebody came to him with a Brinks truck, and said, "Here you go," and he took it.
And when you take it,
it comes with a certain price. Yeah. You have a boss.
Yeah.
It does.
Right? So
it does.
I don't feel for, I think it, from a talent perspective, I love the fact that this guy is willing to put it all on the line. And I'm sure his contract, which is guaranteed, allows him to do whatever the F he wants. Right? And Mike, you know, maybe I have to retract a little bit about what I just said before the break that, you know, yes, eventually they will get you. And as Jimmy Kimmel told Chad and I when we were doing Big O and Dukes in Phoenix, Arizona, that, when you're up on top, you think you're untouchable, but eventually they'll remember, and when they can, they'll take you down.
That is the truest statement you have made, and that's where no matter who this guy is, what essentially Oscar's talking about is a guy, Pat McAfee, who takes his product. He owns the whole thing. He does what he wants, and he sells that to ESPN. And as soon as that happens, he's still got autonomy. But unfortunately, even when you do it the way Pat McAfee did it, it still comes with that horrible baggage of having to deal. Yeah, when he talked about The Office, sitting in the office and the guy stood him up, it's just that kind of crap that you don't need, you know?
And it
sucks.
I love that he has sort of that chip in him still. And it reminds me of one of my favorite Letterman stories. Is that Letterman owned his show, but still had to answer to CBS.
Yep.
And there was they backed up the truck for him too when he did the last version of his show on CBS. And they told him it was, you know, an overlooked when he signed the deal. He said, by the way, starting tomorrow, CBS owned and operated radio stations are going to carry the audio of your TV show. They didn't ask him, they told him. And that was just something that he had to deal with. So to get back at them, the first night that they carried the audio on the radio, he staged out of his own pocket a 10-minute fireworks display that would be useless to anyone on the radio. But he did it right off the top of the Sullivan Theater.
And
he paid for it out of his own show's budget.
It's happened.
It's so marvelous. Yeah.
And anyway, I look,
I mean, you tell me, Mike, because I remember it. And you said it here on the show. At first, you were put off by McAfee. You were like, "What the f's going on here?"
Right.
And I think at that point, I tried to explain, you know, the sheer from a business standpoint, my thoughts of like the economics of somebody coming on that was from YouTube, essentially a kicker.
Yeah.
That is
a guy like that
driving,
wouldn't have existed 10 years ago,
and making certain aspects of ESPN relevant again to a younger audience in a world that is now online and on your tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was watching my, I was watching my YouTube TV, but my feed from home in LA with my nightly news in my sister's guest room on my phone or on my tablet on the go.
And no matter what the, you know, you mentioned briefly, they'll get you. Well, they might get you if there's somebody you've pissed off at that particular entity. But I got news for you. In this day and age, you go right back
to where you
were independent and you were
right
autonomous.
Back to YouTube.
You go back to YouTube. Yeah. That's what happens with that. So, it's funny because especially if that's where his entire career has been, and then he moves at the highest possible level into the world of sports television.
Yeah.
And then you get guys that are, you want to talk about out of control ego.
Well, they don't want the headaches. They don't want to deal with the drama. They don't want to deal with the conversation of like, okay, we'll talk to him or deal with their highest paid talent in Jimmy Kimmel and be like, you got to take care of this, or the legalities that come with certain aspects of conversations, or having to have the conversation, say you can't have Aaron Rodgers on again, which they're just going to have because he's got full autonomy. What it fascinates me, and I think it really makes people uncomfortable, and at the corporate level of broadcasting, is the idea that the talent can go back to these online platforms.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great, really?
Which I think is great from a talent perspective, absolutely.
It is absolutely great. And you're going to get, you're going to have more people taking a bite out of the apple, but at the same time, occasionally you're going to get people that have that talent that rise to the top. And, we'll always be team talent when it comes to
here,
that.
Here.
Amen. We got to take another break. When we come back, we've got the flip side with Rob Spiewak.
Love it.
And I always know it's a good show when we got to 1/8 of what I wanted to talk about on the program today.
12.5%, Mike.
We'll have it tomorrow, and maybe I'll be down another pound. You know, thank you, Durham Gore. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back, everybody, with the Michael Mara Show. Important TMOS news. The TMOS store is under new management.
And I love her.
She's real pretty, too. I slept with her last night.
Mike!
If you haven't ordered anything yet, good news, you didn't miss out. You can still get in on the good stuff. Some of the good stuff. So visit our store. It's open 24 hours. But wait, there's more. New merch showing up soon. I like merchandise. I'm old-fashioned that way.
Yeah, it's fun.
New merchandise options will be arriving soon. You're going to love them. So be a proactive American. Keep visiting TMOSstore.com and share the TMOS gospel. Grab your gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things Mike O'Mara Show. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember, it's all happening at TMOSstore.com.
Hello.
The flip side.
Two words for you today, Mike.
Yes.
Excited donkey. Nothing?
I'm trying to think. When you said that, I immediately thought of, is it Eddie Murphy that played the donkey in Shrek?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the donkey you're about to see was named after the character in Shrek, Donkey,
voiced by
Eddie Murphy. This donkey has a TikTok following. His name, as I said, is Donkey, and people send him things. And he was very excited to get his new blue chicken toy. So check this out. It's a very vocal donkey.
Jennifer in New York is a big blue screaming chicken.
That's the chicken.
Is that what he's excited about?
Yes, he loves the blue chicken.
That's adorable. There's the real classic donkey sound there.
Yeah, little guy too. But what's amazing is when he gets the donkey, when Donkey gets the chicken, he heads over to a haystack. He really gets excited, at least to my eyes. So he's carrying the chicken around. He's headed over to a big haystack, and now he's on the haystack.
Living his best life.
He really is, isn't he?
The interesting thing is that actually that video was taken in John Auville's backyard in Olney, Maryland. Because he's got a lot of donkeys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where the phrase shut up donkey comes from, right?
All right.
Mike, a sad weekend. Not only did we lose Lacey Underall, who, you know, from Caddyshack, the lady who played Lacey Underall. I don't know her name, but you know her as Lacey Underall. Oscar, do you recognize this classic TV theme? Theme was better than the show. You got it?
Got it.
What is it?
Rhoda.
It's not Rhoda, but a good pull.
Good callback.
Mike, the name of the composition. The name of the composition is Gotcha, but it was the theme to Starsky and Hutch.
I thought it might be Starsky.
When did that... I've never seen it on TV.
Oh, it's great.
I've seen the movie with Ben Stiller,
well,
but I've never seen
movie.
The show.
It was a good... It was a pretty good
action
show.
The TV show was
and
a smash hit.
And a great car. Do you remember? Oh, I think it was a Gran Torino.
Yeah,
with the white stripe on it. Very cool.
Yeah, well, we Lacey Underall for Caddyshack fans was the, you know, the sexy niece of Ted Knight, of Judge Smales, you know?
That's
Lacey.
Right.
Lacey.
And she has a time with Danny Noonan.
She does. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
In LSU's
you didn't remember the name, though, huh?
I don't have the name, no. Well,
how come you know the death, but you don't know the name?
Well, because if I were to say the name of the actress, you wouldn't say, who's that? You would say, who's that? It's Lacey Underall.
Yeah, but you don't say when, you know, when somebody
Cindy
famous.
Morgan.
Cindy Morgan.
Cindy Morgan has passed,
yes.
Mike.
All right,
we're sorry
nice.
To report
thank
it.
Right.
But David Soul also passed at age 80. And remember, David Soul also had a number one record.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Famous. That's it. That's thank all you. We need to have.
Okay. Very good. I didn't have to get the explosives out.
No, just a little bit. Mike. Mm-hmm.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Okay. That's so safe home, David Soul. Safe home, Lacey Underall. Let's close.
Cindy Morgan.
Cindy Morgan. To me, she will always be LU. Mm-hmm. Lacey Underall.
Thank you.
Let us close with this, Mike. Congratulations to old people that are getting it done. You know, a lot of people give up on old people.
Don't give up on us, baby.
But there was a graduate in Texas that blew my mind. We close with this.
A 90-year-old woman recently graduated from the University of North Texas with a master's degree. At least I hope that's what they meant when they said she passed.
Congratulations. Don't give up on her, baby. That's all
it.
I got.
We
got
to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Visit TMOSstore.com and check it out. And we're working as hard as we can to let you know what's coming and hopefully have something in our hot little hands to show you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Cindy Morgan.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Nasty, vicious, drunk. Hi, I'm Moira Rose. And if you love fruit wine as much as I do, then you'll appreciate the craftsmanship and quality of a local vintner who brings the muskmelon goodness to his oak chardonnay and the dazzling peach crab apple to his Riesling Rioja.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.